Cowboys, the Dogs romp past Missouri State 37-14. The guy that threw that football to Avante Cox joins us on the phone now. We welcome Saluki quarterback Kerae Lyles to In the Doghouse. Kerae, welcome.
How's it going?
It's going good. Kind of flipped the script Saturday, right? In that you threw the ball to set up the running game instead of the other way around. Second highest yards that you've thrown for this season. And you caught a pass from Javon, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you called that in your pregame interview with Mike Reese. How'd that feel?
Yes, I did. It was something that we've been talking about for a week or so, just looking at the old film when we're in the Wildcat formation and just seeing that, with that corner, he kind of falls off once he has eyes on Javon when he gets the ball. So we were just talking about that and talking about, there's going to be a possibility that there might be a throw with that. And it was, we were in the huddle and I told Javon, I was like, just peek me. And the corner attacked him, and I was just pretty much free up open in open field, and we got a pretty efficient pass play off of that.
Doing chalk talk here with Kerae Lyles.
Yeah.
Loving that.
Yeah. Hey, Kerae, this is Mike Murphy. I wanted to ask you, it's been fun to watch this Saluki offense and some of the new wrinkles, and Landon Lenoir had the big game this Saturday. And how does it feel? Because you kind of sort of like a mad scientist in the lab now. You've got so many different things you can do, and the play calls come in from the sideline, but I know you guys communicate out on the field as well. But boy, this must be fun. It's like a kid getting up at Christmas and you got a whole bunch of different toys and you can all mix and match them.
Exactly, and I think that this goes into the trust that, we all have in one another. You got to give credit with the guys up front. They make it all happen with, within the run game and in the pass game as well. But, we got a lot of talent all the way across the board on offense. And I think that, part of the most difficult thing for the coaches throughout the week is just Monday and Tuesday is trying to figure out, what are they going to do in order to get these guys the ball.
There doesn't seem to be any egos on any of this. And you're doing something on that front that I don't know that a lot of other quarterbacks could handle maybe as well as it seems that you have, and that's sharing those reps with Javon Williams when he comes in for the Wildcat. Because I know a lot of guys that they're good teammates and they're good guys, but maybe they're just too competitive to make something like that work, or maybe some guys just need all the reps to kind of stay in rhythm. But you don't seem bothered by any of that, and your game doesn't seem bothered. Is that you? Is that because Javon's really good at doing what he's doing? Why is it that you've been able to make all that work?
I think that just with my experiences at other programs and everything, it's, when you run the ball and everything, I think the only thing different when we go in the Wildcat package and I'm out wide is I'm not handing the ball off in that run game. I think that Coach Hill does a great job with utilizing Javon's talent, which is, he has experience, taking the snap from the quarterback position ever since high school. So, he just started playing running back. So I think the biggest thing was, how do we get that guy in the most comfortable situation possible? So I don't think it's any different as if I was, if we were under center like a North Dakota State or anything, and I'm taking the snap and handing it off to him. I think that that's just what Javon is really good at right now, and I think that's just where he's most comfortable at.
Hey, another thing, too, the winning streak, because some people are saying, wow, where did this come from? Other people are saying, well, we saw this coming. But, let's go back to the Illinois State game. There hasn't been a loss since. Now, everybody knows that DJ came back, Jeremy came back. But has there been anything else? I mean, is there anything else in your mind that you think, hey, this happened, or, something clicked, you could see it in somebody's eyes? Tell us a little bit about this winning streak, because it's getting pretty impressive.
It's funny that I was in a meeting with Coach Rowland, our offensive coordinator, our quarterback coach, and we were just speaking on, we looked back at some of those games, and it was really just came down to a couple of situations within the South Dakota State game, the Arkansas State game, and as well as the Illinois State game, where, there's a couple of drives where if the outcome would have changed, then, there was probably going to be a different outcome on the game of winning and losing. But, we just looked back on it and just said that, we're playing better situationally, and I think that just all comes down to, getting those guys back, getting Jeremy back on the defense opposite side of the ball, as well as DJ Davis on the offensive side. I mean, DJ does so many things where, you know, it might be stuff at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, with DJ and his quickness and just his ability to break tackles and the yard after the run, you know, sets us up to where we might get a second and four call. And, you know, it, in the beginning of the play, it's right. He gets tackled. He should have gotten tackled at the line of scrimmage. But, no, just, you know, I think that we're just playing better situationally, and I think that just comes down with, you know, just this group having more trust with one another. And I think it's just, you know, what we do throughout the week is the biggest key. And, you know, we call it Tuesday and Wednesday practices, work days, where, you know, they're full padded practices. You know, you're going good on good with the defense and everything, good competition. And, you know, when you look at how we've improved throughout our mental focus and physical focus throughout practice, going throughout the week, you know, within the season, it's changed dramatically.
Talking to Saluki quarterback Kerae Lyles, a little winter weather going on right now. I don't imagine you've seen much of this in Scottsdale, Arizona, maybe Madison, Wisconsin, but how did Kerae Lyles, tell us about your football journey. How did Kerae Lyles get from those places to SIU?
Yeah, so I was born in Madison, Wisconsin. Both my parents went to University of Wisconsin. And then, you know, my eighth grade year, our family decided to move out to Scottsdale, Arizona. We wanted to get into some warm weather instead of being in the cold all the time. And it was my junior year where I got a call from the offensive coordinator there, Joe Rudolph, and the head coach, Paul Chris. And, you know, they wanted me to take a visit up there. You know, that was my first time going back to Madison. And I don't know, it was like 3 years. And, you know, just got back up there, and, you know, they gave me my first scholarship offer, and I thought, you know, it was only right to go back to Madison, Wisconsin and play for the Badgers, you know, always being a fan, my dad playing there in the 90s as well, and then my brother also having an offer there, and he was committed as well. So it just, I mean, it kind of just cycled all the way back there, and, you know, unfortunately, things didn't go out as well as planned. You know, I decided to transfer, and that's where, again, I thought that it was the most comfortable situation going back to Scottsdale, Arizona, and then going to a local community college that was right across the street from Saguaro High School, where I went to high school at. So went there, and I remember it was around November where me and Coach Hill started talking. Coach Rowland started, he just got the job as offensive coordinator as well. He called me. He actually was at Dixie State, where Michael Sanders, he was the old quarterback at Scottsdale Community College. He just got done with his senior year. So there was a little bit of a connection there, and, you know, just talking to him and everything and talking to Coach Hill, you know, two great guys. They came up to a visit with Madison in Wisconsin, where my parents are now. And, you know, just we thought it was right, and I thought that this was going to be my new home.
Mike Murphy is plotting all this out on a roadmap right now, your football journey.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. And you mentioned your dad was a college quarterback, tight end at Wisconsin. What's he talked to you about, Kerae, about, you know, does he give you any points, tips, anything like that? Or does he just say, hey, go get him, you'll figure it out?
You know, my dad's always done a great job ever since I was really young, just kind of, you know, allowing me to see life in a business approach. You know, he's very successful in the car industry. And he's just a businessman. So he's always kind of gave me the aspect of, you know, you got to kind of take every experience in life as if you're running a business or you're CEO of a company. And I've always taken all those tips from my dad, and, you know, I think that I've grown dramatically because of it. And just, you know, with my experiences at the two different locations and just the ability to move around and meeting new people, it's funny that I was joking around with someone the other day that in the last 15 months, I've been in three different schools, three different universities, three different locker rooms, and three different teams. So I've been able to, you know, pretty much know 800 different people in a matter of 15 months, and I've met a lot of amazing people along the way. And, you know, you take bits and pieces of that once you, you know, you open up and you listen to, you know, what they got to say, what their experiences are, and, you know, it helps you grow as a person as well.
All right, Kerae, time to get in the backyard here. there when you were a kid. Let's flash back here. When Corey Lyles throwing the ball around in the backyard, who were you pretending to be back there? Who was your football hero back then?
So it was my first game ever. I recall it was the Packers. Obviously, growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Packers were always on television. And it was Brett Favre. I saw him, you know, just do whatever Brett Favre does and launch a 60-yard laser. And I told my dad I wanted to do the same thing. So it was really young. I think I was around 5 years old. And my dad just took me out in the backyard and, you know, repeatedly just wanted to play catch, play catch, play catch. Where, you know, I started, you know, really getting a really strong arm for my age. And, you know, that continued throughout grade school as well as high school, and where I've always been known to have probably the strongest arm on the team and always wanted to compete with other quarterbacks, you know, across the state and everything and see if I got the strongest arm, you know, throughout the state. But it's really the guy who I've always looked up to ever since I was in middle school. I looked at a documentary called The Football Life of Warren Moon. Just hearing his journey, you know, he was a journeyman. He couldn't get a Division I scholarship at first, you know, being the first black quarterback ever in the NFL Hall of Fame. But it went all the way back to high school, where after high school, he had to go to community college. Then he had an opportunity to go to Washington. He won the Rose Bowl at Washington, you know, broke all the records there. Then didn't get an opportunity to go to the NFL. He had to go to the Canadian Football League, break all those records.
Right.
And then he was like in his 30s, I believe, and he was the oldest free agent ever in the NFL, rookie in the NFL. And then throughout the 80s, it's him and Dan Marino with, like, the leading stats. And, you know, just looking at all his highlights and everything, that documentary, it kind of, like, reminded me of myself, where he was really just wise beyond his years with just his experiences and everything, like just his approach to a lot of the stuff. Very serious, very detailed guy. And, you know, I really just took that and wanted to learn more and more about him. Obviously, Russell Wilson, you know, his 1 year at Wisconsin, kind of like the similar stature as well as Drew Brees. So I kind of look at those three guys and, you know, just take bits and pieces of them ever since, you know, if I get an opportunity to, you know, listen to an interview or something like that, or see a documentary. You know, those are three great guys to look up to.
We've been talking with Corey Lyles, the quarterback of the Salukis. And Corey, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us. One final, just a little quick question, and this can be a yes or no, but you know, Brett Favre and some of those guys, Warren Moon too, they've got that quarterback mentality. They throw a pick, forget about that. We're going back, throwing into the double coverage, or we're gonna hit that guy on the deep seam. You got that mentality, don't you?
Yes, I do. It was my fourth touchdown to Avante, and Coach Hill, it was a timeout call, and he told me, he was like, it has to be perfect in order to throw this ball. And it was an RPO, and I saw Avante in the fade. I told him, I was like, are you good with this? And it was actually the last two throws I had were both interceptions. And I came up to him. I came up to Avante. I was like, can you beat this guy? He said, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. And I just threw it, and it resulted in a touchdown.
Yeah, we got a gunslinger. Hey, thanks, Corey, buddy. I love it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Corey.
Thanks for having me.